Talk about
capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams.
Talk about
possibilities.
It ain't rocket surgery,
but maybe it is.
Come on down, we're gonna sit around and
get into your business. Get into your business.
Business. Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing. We're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we're talking with Caleb Blankenship. He's the owner of Body Shop Gym and Personal Training. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about.
Business.
In today's tip, let's talk video. Is video a component of your next strategic plan? Let's run through some of the numbers and see if we can't paint a picture. 90% of marketers say video has helped them generate leads. That's from a Wise Owl study. They also say that 94% of marketers say video helped them increase their understanding of a new product or service. Animoto says that video ads were the number one way consumers discovered a brand that they later purchased. Google will tell you that 90% of people say they discover new brands or products on YouTube. Those are strong numbers that paint the power of visuals and motion to communicate, to tell us more about a product, or to introduce new products and new brands, and to stand out among your competition. For most of us, the practical upshot is that we should invest more in video for our brand. So is it part of your next strategic plan? Probably should be. So please listen to this very audio-only tip about the importance of video, and just know that we've probably reused this content with video somewhere else.
Business.
Hey, we're in our featured section of the show, and I am here with Caleb Blankenship. He is the owner of Body Shop Gym and Personal Training. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Glad I can make it out here.
Yeah, thanks for, like, you know, I'm sure you've probably been up for hours now training people. Yeah. It's the 5 a.m. crowd, and then you taper off from there, I'm sure. Is this your first stop?
I'm past that. Yeah, this is my first stop. So I don't really have morning clients anymore.
That's good if you can work yourself out
of
those.
I do a lot of online stuff, but I've been helping my wife get the kids ready, and typically I'm the one taking my son to school, but my wife had to this morning, so just trying to help them get done. I did get my cardio in.
Right, good.
That
important.
Is about all I've done. Yeah.
Check mark.
Yeah.
That check mark for
my
the day.
My day gets started after this.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll help you keep you on track then. Why don't you jump in and tell us about the company. Tell us about Body Shop Gym and Personal Training.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Body Shop started in December of 2020. We opened in the heat of COVID.
Wow. Yes.
I had a personal training business that I loved, but if I'm being honest, when I'm 50, I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. and train clients like we just talked about. So it's like, where can we take this? So we started buying equipment. My wife let me start buying equipment. I think I bought 5 pieces in the first week. Mm-hmm. And then we found a space. We just kind of fell into it that worked within our budget, opened it up, and we just base it around customer service, how many people we can help, and providing a really good atmosphere and service to the community, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, we work with a lot of entrepreneurs in our business as an agency, and that there is a special brain that comes with being an entrepreneur. And you know, you're staring at a pandemic and you're saying, you know what I ought to do? Let's start a business right now. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. The mindset you go into and saying, yeah, this is the time.
I'm one of those people that, like, I will bet on myself all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And my wife is a huge supporter and backbone of that. You know, my wife always says, like, you could scoop up elephant poop. If you're happy and our family's okay, then we're good.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yep. And my family makes fun of me because I play Monopoly like the game of life. Like, there's no plan B. So it's like, I'm all in. Like, there's not a chance it's going to fail. I can't even think about that. And we just go. And I just saw, you know, I wanted a 24-hour facility. I saw a time when everything was getting shut down. Mm-hmm. You know, gyms were taking the 24-hour thing away. People missed it. And I wanted a place to train my clients. And if I could start selling memberships, I mean, man, that'd be great. And start just paying the bills off of that. And it just slowly started. You know, I think we opened the doors with like 10 members. Mm-hmm. And within a year, it just exploded. We had to expand.
Wow.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. I have a weird brain. It's as soon as I start to get somewhere, you know, it's like, hey, let's save money to go buy a house. And it's like, we could open another business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why don't we do that? So I have a weird brain, but I love business. I love entrepreneurship. I love the stress that comes with it. I'm also kind of a workaholic, mm-hmm. and I just like doing it for myself. It's comforting knowing I'm not doing it for anyone else.
Yeah. It's, you know, I noticed during the pandemic, like I think most people did, that you go, oh man, the bank isn't open except on like Tuesday from 11 to 12 and that's it. Yeah. Or the grocery store stopped being open overnight. And I know there's a lot of labor stuff that goes into that, but to be able to look at the market and go, hey, you know something, there's a need here and we're going to be on. We're going to double down on everything and just go straight in.
Well, yeah. And we truly believe in health and fitness, right? I think fitness is the true fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. So we look at a time where we're having these shutdowns and it's about our health, but we shut down the one thing that keeps us healthy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why do we take away the one thing that keeps us healthy, but we keep liquor stores open and things like that. And, you know, I just wanted to be able to serve the community better and start to help people. And I think fitness is one of those things that you can truly change someone's life. Mm-hmm. And so if we can touch more people and get it out there, it's like, we're truly making the world a better place.
Man, spectacular. Well, tell me about, as we dive into the business a little bit more, customer service, having a great culture is something that is really important to you and your business. Tell me more about that and just, you know, as a service-based business, the customer service and culture.
Yeah, I think customer service is everything, right? And every business, whether they want to or not, they have a culture. I think that's kind of like a hot topic right now.
Whether it's intentional or not.
Whether
right?
it's intentional or not. And
you're
it's
either
like,
in charge of it or you're just letting it happen.
And if you're not in charge of it, it's going to get real toxic real quick. So mm-hmm. it's like you have to get ahead of that. But we live in a world now where we probably have less, I would say less physical contact with the outside world than we ever have, mm-hmm. you know, through our phones and social media. And we're also in a world where it's like we're probably more depressed as a society than we've ever been as a result of not having human contact. Mm-hmm. And even though there's these online businesses and things like that, which I operate one myself, but people crave that human contact. People crave a place of belonging, a place where they come in and they're greeted by their name. They get a smile. You know, I'm sure you've been to restaurants and it's like your whole tone is based off of it. The host smiles and says hi.
Right, right.
You know, that's kind of the same with our front desk. It's like, it's so important if you do anything else today, sit there, say hello, smile and say goodbye and say, I hope you have a good day. How are you doing today? So it's like, if we can come in and we can truly say, hey, how's your day going? And it's like, it's not just bullcrap.
Right, right. You can tell that they're meaningful. Genuine. Yeah.
It just changes people's lives. And like, we've seen that and we've heard about, you know, the one thing that we stand out with is our community and the sense of like belonging and like the feeling of love and support that comes with it. Hmm. And I know that sounds real lovey-dovey, but it's like, it's all that matters to me. You know, I think within the gym community, you could have the best equipment ever made.
Yeah.
But if your culture and community sucks, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Being very intentional about how we do that. So you're training staff members. It's an ongoing topic of conversation, like in the back office kind of thing.
Yeah. It's always an ongoing topic. I mean, we're not huge right now, so we don't have a ton of employees, right? Mm-hmm. But we're always doing one-on-one coaching. You know, my managers, we do a book club. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's so important that we keep evolving as leaders. And like, I hate reading, honestly. I hated it my entire life. I just got into it probably a year and a half ago because I knew if I wanted to start leading people, mm-hmm. I had to become a better leader. And it's like, how do I learn that? And it's through reading. So if we can do that with the people that we employ and help them become better people, mm-hmm. And you know, care about the employee on a deeper level than just like, hey, go make me money. It's, hey, how's your life going? How are you doing today? Do you need help with something? And if we can serve our employees are better there to serve the community, which then the community serves us. And it's just like one big circle.
You know, it's you're in good company. We've talked about entrepreneur brain and how that is different. I had the same conversation back and forth about book club with Chad Offerdahl at the Big Biscuit, who's in charge of the Big Biscuit franchise.
It's actually same is thing. One of my best friends. That's actually
kidding.
That's where I got.
Well,
that.
That's
yeah.
How do I?
That's where. Yeah,
let me tell you about all the research I've done on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, spectacular. Well, that is you can see where that translates down into good leadership 100%. And great customer service, and you know those are secrets that transfer. Industry to industry to industry. So spectacular.
It's everywhere. You know, I think it's too many people in customer service. They get caught on, let's say it's a $5 transaction and they don't care about the $5 transaction. Well, that one $5 transaction can make you more money long term than a $500 transaction one time. Because if that person has a great experience, they're going to tell all their friends, all their family, they're going to come back. Maybe they do that $5 transaction every week.
Right.
But it's for 20 years. You know, it adds up that versus the one person who spends $500 one time and has a bad experience and goes nowhere. And with a small business, I always say that we have to work 100 times harder because I'm drinking a Starbucks, right?
Sure.
If Starbucks messes my drink up, I'm probably going to go back to another one.
Sure.
And then I'll probably go back to another one, then probably another one. But if that's a small business, most people, if they mess up,
right,
it's a bad review. And then it's like, oh, we'll go somewhere else. And it's like, so I feel like we just have to kind of stick together and work harder and go above and beyond a little more.
Yeah. If you don't have that protection of that brand umbrella where they kind of give you some, they cut you some slack and go, well, it was probably just a bad day for that one or, you know, whatever. Yeah. No, absolutely. 100%. And you have grown to two locations in just under 3 years.
Yes.
Talk about how you market that business and how to continue to grow.
Yeah. So honestly, I'm still learning, right? I have a lot to learn. I'm brand new. Our first location was literally just off word of mouth. We expanded and doubled in size a year later, just off word of mouth. That grew. And then we opened Lee Summit and that started growing off word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So we're actually just now getting into the marketing side. So we're working on that. You know, we're doing some Instagram ads, some Facebook advertising, some things that like are a little bit more demographic. But honestly, relying on the small things like getting our website a lot better, you know, getting it rebuilt with backend SEO, getting footage of the facilities up on the website so people can see.
Yeah, here's what I'm walking into.
Here's what you're walking into. You know, my wife takes care of our social media and like making the social media aspect better. It's like little things that I'm just not good at. I like to just talk to people. You know, having to find those outside sources to help improve it and market and make things better. Yeah. So so we're still learning with that for sure.
But having the presence of mind and understanding yourself to know that, hey, maybe this isn't my strong suit. I need someone to do that for me.
100%. Yeah. I'm not great at paperwork. Mm-hmm. I'd rather pay someone to do that you know, I'm like, hey, babe, how do I do this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ask the question of the people who know, especially if you happen to live with them.
I am not afraid to ask. But that's my passion is just talking to people. You know what I mean? And getting to know people. But you have that back office stuff that you can't forget about. It's just as important as the front.
Yeah. Tell me about the future of the brand. Where do you go from here? Do you have a kind of a roadmap of here's where I'd like to be? Because you also have the personal training side that is a growth path as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do operate an online training platform called Blank Slate Fitness. Mm-hmm. That's where the gym started. That's like 99% online. I work with people all over the country with, you know, physique enhancement, digestive problems, blood work fixes, diabetics, different things like that. But as far as like the gyms go, and I have a map in my office that I have stars on cities that I'd like to hit. Yeah. I'd really like to become a well-known Kansas City brand. So in the next 5 years, how does Body Shop become omnipresent within the fitness community of Kansas City, right? So it's like, I need a gym. Oh, it's Body Shop. I need a coach. Okay, well, it's Blank Slate Fitness. It's like, how do those two brands kind of grow together? Right now, my goal is to be able to open a third. Probably Liberty or Lawrence by the end of 26.
And you can vote online.
Let us know. Let us know where you want to go. And then grow from there. So it's like, I'd like to be able to open one every other year and keep growing it and become like a really big Kansas City brand. And then eventually I want to take one of my longest tenured employees who I feel like just lives, breathes, understands everything and help finance another facility for them and kind of letting them branch off on their own as like a franchise and move to another market, maybe like in Oklahoma or in Omaha or something, Wichita, you know, something like that, and continue to build the brand. And, you know, hopefully maybe one of my kids wants it one day, you know, maybe I'll have to sell it and cry. Who knows? But
I think there's a point where you stop crying after you sell it and you're like,
okay, yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. But I mean, yeah, we would love to grow, you know, and have as many locations as we can handle. But as long as the vision stays there of taking care of the community and helping people, you know, we'll take it as far as we can go. But we have to keep our basis, which is just like, how do we serve people and help
people? Right, right. So stay focused on that core mission of, you know, the personal connection and the customer service.
100%.
And being there. That's
yeah, because if we had 20 locations, but we lose that connection, right?
Yeah, it's then what's,
for nothing.
Then how are you different than anyone else in the world?
Yeah. We're not. Yeah, and in the gym community, you know, I always say, like, you've been to one gym, you've been to every gym. How do we stand out? Mm. What makes us different? And some is our equipment, but some is also, like, our community and our customer service and like the way we care about the person that comes in. You know, they can spend their money anywhere. We have to let them know, hey, thank you so much. And, you know, we're so appreciative that you choose to spend it with us because you could go anywhere.
Yeah. I, you know, if more entrepreneurs would keep that in mind and how are, just ask, how are we different? How are we setting ourselves apart from the competition? Yeah.
Have you read, I'm reading Seth Godin's book right now called Purple Cow.
Oh, the Purple Cow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Slow. I'm a slow reader. You know what I mean? So it's taking me a while.
That's all right. It's fun. It has the picture of a purple cow.
Right. That's, but it's, you know, good times. It's how do you stand out? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How do you become a purple cow? And in a world with industry leaders who just don't evolve and then eventually other people evolve and come out and stand out. Like if you want to go into a saturated market, you have to be the purple cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, spectacular. I think that's a good transition into the lightning round. So, Caleb, are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. You have no way to know what I might ask in the lightning round. And I'm going to start with motivation and when life gets in the way, because something like 90% of people fail in their fitness goals. What do you say to somebody who may be staring backwards at their past efforts and wondering, you know, should I even keep going?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think motivation is kind of boring. I think we need to build dedication. So it's about building small habits. So when I work with people like that, you can't look at like the next year. Okay, you have to look at your next meal and your next day. So if you're quitting smoking, you're not thinking, I'm not going to smoke for a month. You're like, man, I'm just going to try to make it through the next hour without a cigarette. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with fitness, right? Can we make it to our next meal without falling off? Can we make it to our next workout without missing? Can we get up and get our step count in? Mm-hmm. You know, are we getting our steps in every day? Those are so important to building small habits, and they snowball over time. And if you can do a week of that and not cheat on your diet, I think it's so powerful in not feeling victim to the food. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like once you have the power of controlling what goes into your mouth and what you do with your body, it's, you can do anything and you have more energy, you feel better, your confidence builds, and there's nothing better. You know what I mean? So I think we just have to look at its baby steps. You know, we can't look at a year. We have to look at next hour,
the next hour, and then the next day. And then you can start to slowly get that, that broader horizon
and build it little by little, you know, and whether that's, you know, you're working with a more negative person and, you know, sometimes I even have to go, give me 5 positives from your week. I don't care about anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see the positive things from your week.
Yep.
And then once you can build those positive looks into the program, then, you know, everything else kind of starts to flow with it, right? Because if we just have a negative mindset about everything, everything is going to follow negativity.
I'm going to jump into the next question with tough love, because in looking at reviews, body shop trainers have been described as, and I'm quoting here, a perfect mix of tough love, compassion, and knowledge. Now, I don't know that I would ask for a better review than that, right? That's spectacular. Tell me about that mix though, in finding out the right level of tough love, because you're there to help push people beyond, you know, what they may be comfortable with or that obstacle, that mindset that keeps them from moving forward. But you're also there for customer service, right? There's a delicate balance there.
There is. And I think you have to have some, I don't want to say emotional intelligence. What's the
emotional intelligence?
Is it emotional intelligence?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for some tough love, you have to be able to build that relationship, right? Mm-hmm. you have to have that connection first. But there are clients who, like, you do need to hold their hand a little bit, and there are clients who they can't stand that and they need the tough love. And there are some clients who, like, you need to hold their hand, and there are certain times where you need to be like, shut up, just do it. And then they'll do it. And it's like, wow. Yeah.
Hey, I did it.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. I told you you could do it. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, now I see it. And they kind of need that tough love to push them into having confidence for themselves. And I think it's just right about knowing when to use it and when to not do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're constantly tearing them down or doing the tough love, it's like, it can kind of just turn into negativity. But if you can build them up and then, you know, jab it in there when you need to, mm-hmm. I think it works really well. So I think it's about just having the emotional intelligence. And that comes with, I try to meet with my trainers once a week over Zoom, you know, for like 15 minutes mm-hmm. and help them with that. Whether it be a client problem or anything else, but it's knowing when to inject it and when not to inject it. You know, if someone's having a rough day, they're on the verge of tears, you probably shouldn't tell them to shut up and get over it.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm yes, saying? But yes. It's like they're just being a baby about something. You know they can do it, and then push them to that.
Yeah. I'd say emotional intelligence is exactly the way to describe that. Because and let's, you know, broaden this out that your trainers are also managers, and your you know, clients are potential customers. Yeah. Like how your employees, right? You're motivating them and you're managing them in a way that gets them to do something that may be a challenge.
100%. And as a trainer, you're only a trainer like 25% of the time. You're probably a therapist 75% of the other time.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to kind of understand if you're not a people person, you can't be a trainer. It's impossible. And I just talked to one of my clients about this last night. Like, you can literally change someone's life being a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be for the good or for the bad? It's kind of up to you. You know what I mean? You have a lot of power. And you can help people, but it's like you're basically a therapist.
Man, there's a challenge there, but you are rising to meet that. Let me continue on with the lightning round and talk about food. You've had a food podcast in the past. I want to talk about a cheat meal that is like your go-to cheat meal.
Oh God, I have so many. I'm a fatty at heart, right? I have been chunky my whole life. I still fight it. It's probably pizza. I am obsessed with it. I love everything about it, except Little Caesars. Little Caesars is awful.
Well, there's a time and a place.
I'm obsessed with pizza. If it's not pizza, it's probably sushi.
Oh wow, that's a very diverse crowd. Yeah,
very diverse. I love fine food as well as I love just crap food.
Just absolute garbage.
My wife and I talked about if we were on death row was our final meal, and I think mine was pizza, chocolate chip pancakes, and like beef Wellington. It's all great.
There's a chef in the prison going, all right, man, I can do this.
Yeah. With a chocolate chip cookie.
With a chocolate chip cookie.
You got to balance it.
Oh, and
Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's good. And would that be like the desert island meal as well? Like you can eat pizza every day if you were stranded.
I think I could. Yeah. I don't think I could ever get tired of it.
I'm in the same boat.
Pizza and probably steak. I don't think I could get tired of either of those. Yeah.
It'd be pizza and tacos for me. I would be going both of those ways.
But is it like regular tacos or like authentic tacos?
It's going to be a combination of both. And that's the tricky part, because there is a place in my heart for an old school ground beef taco on a hard crispy shell with lettuce and cheese.
There's something about just like the crappiness of it.
I have a weakness for it.
They're good. Yeah. My wife and I, we Taco Bell is like our concert thing. And cause it's the only thing open and we'll eat on our bed. It's like once every 6 months, you know what I mean?
But it's, glorious when you get there. It is wonderful.
But my wife is also Hispanic, so it's like the legit tacos is just, you can't beat.
You can't beat that. No, 100%. 100%. Let me talk about business advice and some of the best business advice you've gotten. Is there somebody who stands out and says, you know, I'm taking that piece with me?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple, you know, I'm really close with the owners of Supplement Superstore, Jeff and Kyle, and you know, they really brought to me like the caring and the aspect and the knowledge, and it's like having the emotional intelligence, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's something I didn't have when I started training, was like how to carry yourself, how to talk about other people, how to not talk about other people. Like these are things you never say. These are things you can say. Those are really big aspects. They probably taught me the most how to talk to people, you know what I mean? And how to carry yourself better. Not that I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But I think that went a long way. And another one would be Chad, you know what I mean, from Big Biscuit.
It's, yeah.
You know, how to help become a better leader, how to help lead a team, how to, you know, the book club. If I have a business problem, I'm going to text one of those three.
Yeah.
It's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I actually watched the podcast you did with Chad and watched all of that hour of great content and picked up like a ton of things just in the conversation you two had. So spectacular.
Yeah. I messed with him about that. Cause that was, we had just started becoming, I guess, friends. Mm-hmm. Cause I was just his trainer at that time and I still train him. We're actually training partners. And, I messed with him that I was like, "Hey Chad, you don't have to be so Chad right now. You can come out.
You can take it down a little bit.
Yeah. Awesome. You got to have fun with it.
Nice.
You got to have fun in life.
Did you play sports back in the day? Or?
Oh, always. Yeah. I'm obsessed with football.
So it was a football career for you?
That was the dream. I just wasn't good enough. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll put that aside for a minute. Let me talk about coaches for a second.
Okay. Because
coaches, teachers, they tend to give us a different set of advice than the business advice. But that advice they give sticks with us in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. So was there a coach that gave you some advice or you know, had some kind of lesson that has stuck with you for all these years?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a single piece of advice, but I had my offensive line coach and weightlifting coach in high school, Coach Thomas, and I think he just really instilled like work ethic and how to work hard on something. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad also did that, but that was more manual labor versus this was like working hard for a goal you want to achieve, and how to push through things and like, you know, so what, you didn't win, like quit crying, like do it again. Keep going until you win, you know, winner. Now that I think about it, I almost just said it, but my wrestling coach in middle school, you know, winner gets to do another.
Winner
gets to keep going. And so it's like, those are probably two of the biggest things. And you know, and then Nick Saban, I'm going to butcher it right now, but, God, what did he say? Something about, I cannot remember off the top of my head. Mediocre people hate, excellence. And excellent people can't stand mediocre people. And it's like, they just never mesh. So it's like, you know, the people who are really trying to excel, they can't stand the people who don't want to do anything. And the people who don't want to do anything can't stand the people who want to go above and beyond. It's like oil and water. Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. Great. I mean, great topics. You know, Caleb Blankenship, I am taking you out of the lightning round. Well done. Nicely done.
Man,
you
survived. I was
nothing
scared.
To it.
Yeah.
There, you weren't scared. There was no fear on your face in any way. Tell people where they can find you if they want more information about the Body Shop Gym and personal training and the personal training side. Where can they find you?
Yeah, for sure. So my personals are just BlankSlateFitness_91 on Instagram, or just my website's BlankSlateFitness.com. For the gyms, it's going to be bodyshop-kc.com is our website. You can find out all the information. You can see videos of the gyms. If you want to talk to us a little more on Instagram, we're bodyshopgym_kc. Those are the two main places that you're going to be able to find us. And I think come on out, try us. We have one location in Lee Summit, one in Overland Park. I think it'll change your life.
And Liberty and Lawrence, you know, start casting your votes now.
Cast your votes. Let us know where you want us to go.
All right. Caleb Blankenship, owner of Body Shop Gym and personal training. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And that is our show. Thanks to our guest, Caleb Blankenship, and thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams. Talk about possibilities, it ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're